Hey everyone, and welcome back to StoicCom. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's get real for a second. Life can be a bit of a whirlwind, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're drowning in a sea of negative thoughts. It happens to all of us. Ever felt like your brain is playing a broken record, just looping those same stressful, anxious thoughts over and over again? Ugh, I know that feeling. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Learning how to let go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Because trust me, when you learn to do this, life feels lighter, brighter, and a whole lot more manageable. Think about it, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an evolutionary thing meant to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can sometimes feel like a full-blown mental storm. We get caught up in worrying about things we can't control, replaying past mistakes, or anticipating future problems before they even happen. But here's the game changer. We don't have to be slaves to our thoughts. So, how do we start? Well, there are a few key things to remember. First, awareness is everything. The first step is recognizing when those negative thoughts creep in. Become a detective for your own mind. Notice the patterns, the triggers, the themes that keep popping up. The more aware you are of these thought patterns, the easier it becomes to challenge them. Next up, reframe those bad boys. Instead of getting caught in the loop of negativity, try to find a different perspective. Let's say you're stuck thinking, "I can't believe I messed that up." Challenge that thought with something like, "Okay, it wasn't perfect, but I learned something from it." Remember, mistakes are opportunities for growth. Third, practice some self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Be gentle with yourself, that inner critic can be a real jerk sometimes. Fourth, focus on what you can control. Instead of stressing over things outside your influence, channel your energy into things you can actually change. Make a list of achievable goals, big or small, and focus on taking action towards them. This sense of agency can really empower you. Finally, take care of yourself. This sounds obvious, but it's so crucial. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically and emotionally, you're better equipped to handle those negative thoughts when they arise. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're rushing to work, traffic is a nightmare, and then you spill your coffee all over yourself. It's a recipe for disaster, right? But what if, instead of letting that set off a chain reaction of negative thoughts, you took a moment to breathe, acknowledge the situation, and say to yourself, "Okay, this isn't ideal, but I can handle it." You could even add a little humor to the situation, "Well, at least it's not on my new shirt." By reframing those initial negative thoughts, you can shift your entire mindset and navigate the stressful moment with more grace. So remember, letting go of negative thoughts and emotions isn't about ignoring them or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how we respond to them. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. With consistent practice, you can learn to navigate those mental storms with more ease and resilience. And that's what StoicCom is all about, equipping you with the tools to build a life of greater peace, purpose, and fulfillment. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those reframing techniques today. Challenge those negative thoughts and watch as your world transforms. Remember, your mindset matters. What are you choosing to focus on? I want to hear your thoughts. Share your stories and struggles on social media using the hashtag #StoicCalmJourney. We're in this together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.